I thought maybe you might be interested in this. This is how far we've gotten in our study of Genesis. This is an outline. This is where we are. And I wanted you to see that basically we have set down the foundation, and now then we've gotten through creation, and we're going into Noah and where we are there and into the sixth chapter of, we have made progress. You don't know we've made progress, but I wanted you to know we have made progress. We are in Genesis again.
Gee,
yes.
Don't worry, you've only gotten six chapters. From Adam to Noah, it's about 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So you've done good.
We're going to cover that this morning. Thank you, Carol. I'm glad that you are aware of that. And so we're coming back into some information that was in the last lesson that we met about 6 weeks ago. I don't remember where, to review where we are. We are in Genesis 4:17. Also, there's so much information in these first chapters that you have to look for. Number one, none of Adam and Eve's children were born during the time they were in the Garden of Eden. None of them. And so, if their children knew about God and knew about creation and were able to pass on this information, it had to come through Adam and Eve. So that's kind of where we're picking up here. So in 17 this morning, 9 through 14 basically, it says, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel? And he said, I don't know. And so then he said, I don't know. Said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out from the ground. Now you are under a curse driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. And when you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops to you, and you will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is more than I can bear. And today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence, and I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Who is he looking for, and who is he talking about? Me. It's all about me. God, you're being so bad to me. So this is what God said. God continually shows mercy. Remember that, remember that, remember that. When we disappoint God, God does not pass away from us. He continually shows us mercy. But the Lord said to him, not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over. You'll see seven repeated. That is kindly seven generations. I know six generations of my family now. I knew my mother's mother and daddy. I knew my mother and daddy. Then there's me. Then there's my three children. And then my three children married and that way six children. And then we have grandchildren and then great-grandchildren. That is, you don't realize, but that's six generations and nearly seven. I was watching a program on Indians. You know me, I'm always watching something. And the Indian woman said, I do not feel responsible just for my children or my grandchildren. I am responsible for seven generations. Over and over you'll read in the Bible, your good lasts seven generations. Your evil lasts seven generations. And that's basically what we're going to be centering in on today. And so Cain, we come down here and he said, but the Lord said to him, not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain, and no one found out find him or kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence. That is important. He has no information. He does not want the Lord, and he leaves from his presence. That's his leaving. That's not God throwing him away. And lived in the land of Nod, and that's east of Eden. You ever read a book, East of Eden? This is where it comes from. Yes.
What is the mark can you put on?
That is what everybody wants to know. We don't know, and it doesn't matter. We don't know. We get so hung up on incidentals like that. God said, it's not any of your business. That's between me and Cain. So we're going forward. So now we're picking up Cain's history. And this is about all you're going to get on Cain. God picks up the history of his devoted people. And he traces their lineage. And he keeps records of it. And after a while, you're not going to hear anything on Cain except bumps up every once in a while. Don't be like him.
Babel makes it to Hebrews.
Yes, God will pick them up, but as far as tracing their lineage, we don't. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So Cain lay with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. And Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mahulia. And Mahulia is the father of Methuselah. There's more than one of those. And then it goes on and lists their names. The names of these people are not that important. What they did is. And I probably will mispronounce them, so we probably will not worry about that either. Then he talks about several children. Then we get down to Lamech, and he married two women. All right, this is going against God's creative order. And then Jesus says in Matthew, on the Sermon on the Mount, from the beginning it was not so that you have more than one wife, or that you divorced the wife that you bore. From the beginning, that was not God's plan. You're showing where Cain is moving away from following God and figuring it out himself. Can't stand this woman, I'll get me another one. If you've been married over 10 or 20 years, you will have days when you might like to trade one in. But God gave you him or her when they did, so that to teach you patience and not be selfish. So then, his name then was Jubal, and he was the father of all. Notice right here, this is how much that these people do. And you wonder, well, when did this start? This is your answer. Look at it. He was the father of those who lived in tent. What had Cain been? He was just basically a farmer and stayed stationary. You're moving into tents. You're moving into people that run cattle or run sheep or run anything. So you're changing and extending the vocations of these people. And then he was the father of all who play an harp and a flute. You hear the beginning of instrumental music. And then Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. And then Tubal-Cain's sister, Wadenema, and then Lamech said to his wives, he's showing that his father's sins has gone down, what, three or four generations here? And there is another murder. And he said, listen to me, wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me and a young man for hurting me. Cain is avenged 7 times and Lamech 77 times. So, but it's so interesting here. You look at all they accomplished. They began to build cities. They, and probably this is the origin of the Philistines, you know, and the inheritance people that left exile out of Egypt and went into Egypt. They were always going over to the Philistines to get all of their ironwork done because the Philistines was the only one you had to forge stuff. So that tells you this is where it started. There, you know, you look at these little things like this and you think, well, wow, they were great. Look what all they did. They were not great because they were not connected to God. They were not giving him glory. It was what I did. I built a city. I did this. I did that. Not only that. And that is why this is what they're good at. You look at the world today and you'll think, man, all the good brains and look what all they're doing. If they're not doing it to honor God and if they're not doing it to give God the glory for what he has given them to be able to do that, it is of no value. These are the kind of things you look for and you learn from. So if you want to pat yourself on the back about what all you've accomplished and what all you've done, you may break your arm and do nothing. Yeah.
I gave a presentation this morning that mm-hmm. where I could get really nervous, mm-hmm. but there was a Rich Mullen song, mm-hmm. and the line came to me, I did not get, he is making.
And God is line. Going to reimburse you all the way. Look for it.
I was giddy. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. And there mm-hmm. were lots of mm-hmm. things thrown at me that could have thrown me off. I just mm-hmm. felt God shielding me like, mm-hmm. you're my daughter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to still mm-hmm. speak through you.
Whatever you do, Jesus says you do in the name of the Lord. And Jesus says you can do nothing without me. Give him glory.
Give him the glory.
Mm-hmm. And it when you do that, he just covers you. And if everybody comes up and say, blah, 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 you'll think,
okay.
I please my Lord. If it doesn't please you,
yeah,
that's okay.
So it's not for mm-hmm. everybody, you mm-hmm. know, guys, but he's gifted me, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. his power through me. I will try to remember to send that song because it's meant a lot to me over the years. Mm-hmm.
Thank
so
you, Kate.
Remind me if I forget.
Murder was committed.
That
up until from the time that Jesus or God had killed that first animal, there has been no law, no worship. There's nothing going on here till we get to. That's why God took them all out with the blood. Mm-hmm. There was no concept. Everybody did what was right in their own eyes.
That sounds a whole lot like Judges. You read the book of Judges, and for 40 years they'll have a good judge, and everything will go good. He will die, and when you don't have that leading from God, when you're not eating of the tree of life, and you figure out what you're going to do, you're going to go downhill. There's no law except what Adam and Eve is teaching their children, and that's what the next chapter is going to be. Yes.
As you were reading this, just kind of hear this spiral going where, you know, Cain does the eye for an eye thing, mm-hmm. where he's like, so when I killed someone, someone's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it spirals down to, you know, Lamech saying sevenfold. So when we're left to ourselves, it's all about us, and it just gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump to Jesus' kingdom, and it's return evil for good.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's important because that's what we're looking at all here, and I want you to know how important you are by being a woman of God. That's what we're covering this morning in three chapters, basically. If you're not listening to God and you're not keeping the faith and you're not taking it on to the next generation, that is your purpose. And I am so thankful that all of you are coming and wanting to know what the will of God is. But here it shows that God's teaching still from the very beginning. Another thing I had someone talk to me this week was concerned because they were saying that man knows what to do. We all have a conscience. I don't care who you are or where you are going to feel shame at one time from the time you're three up. That is your godness. Everybody is created in God's image, but your conscience cannot be your guide. Your guide has to be God's Word or the Holy Spirit, and that's where it has to come from. And if you figured it out and you think, I know right from wrong, read this again. What happened to them? This is the one point that I want us to get from what we're covering this morning. So we have now then, that is probably the most you will learn unless it's picked up. Don't be like Cain. These are the kind of things, if you do not read your Bible, and you do not read it word for word for word, you do not hear what the Holy Spirit's trying to teach you. You can't surface read. I read the whole book of Genesis there in December. Good for you. Did you learn anything? I would recommend reading the whole book of Genesis in December, so you'll be ready when we start back in January. This is foundational. Anyway, and ask yourself, what can I learn from that? You know, everybody said, I can't read all them generations of people. I can't pronounce those words. Well, guess what? I can't either. But they're teaching me something. What are they teaching me? I'm preaching this morning. Sorry. This will give you something to look forward to next year. You will find from the three sons of Noah, who is your beginning person. One of them goes to Europe, all of those people. One of them goes down and stays right in this region. And one of them will be the father of the Jewish and the Eastern people. So if you have not figured that out, there's something to look for. So we have here, Adam lay with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son named Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in the place of Abel. Since Cain killed him, Seth is also had a son, and they named him Enosh. And at that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord. This is your key verse. This is where it says, no longer will we follow Cain. We are going to follow Seth, who is the replacement of Abel. And notice here that Seth and his son and that family are coming back to faith and coming back to knowing who God is and coming back to call on the name of the Lord. I was thinking about, you know, I do all my thinking during the middle of the night. When you say that he called on the name of the Lord, they say, well, what does that mean? Number one, you don't call on somebody you don't know. Adam and Eve had kept all of the faith that they had learned when they walked in the garden with God. They taught their children, this is generation, they taught their children creation, they taught their children God, they taught their children you could talk to God and God could guide you, or they would not know this. This verse would never have been written. So that tells me, and it goes on here, and it says, then when God created him, he made, they talk about Cain, and this is in 5, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female. He blessed them, and when they were created, he called them man. Remember, man is male and female. You cannot get by without one another. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, his own image, and he named him Seth. It's been 130 years. We do not know how many years Adam and Eve walked in the garden with Jesus. We don't, I mean, with Jesus or God, whichever it's both. We don't know that. But they may have had years and years and years there. And then after they were thrown out of the garden, then they had Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. And we know, and we don't know whether there were any children from there to there. It's not mentioned if they were, which I doubt if they were. So we have a time period here. And then Seth lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. And although Adam lived 930 years, then he died. And so we have a lot of, this is somebody, it was Carol, who said, well, you've covered thousands of years. Don't stack these on top of each other. A generation probably is 40 years. Because that's about the time that most people, as of now, it may have been longer then. But it's not 800 years we know. We just know that during this time period, several children were born. And that's important because only one of them kept the faith. And that's why I'm telling you, women of God, you may be the length from your grandma to your fourth generation that has kept the faith. But God will bless you. So that is the one message I wanted you to hear today. So we'll go back down here and we'll go back. And so then, thank God that he called upon the Lord. When I call upon the Lord, I'm praying. There is a relationship here. And that relationship will always come to you if you're open to go to him. They didn't have laws to go by, but they had the laws and who God was and everything else coming down through their inheritance until they had Seth. And praise God for Seth. Yeah. And when Seth is born, then Eve says, God has given me a child in the place of Abel. Abel was a godly son.
And how many generations at this point?
We don't know. Go back and read.
130 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't know if there was any children born there at that time.
Okay, I have a burning question. So I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say seven generations, can that mean like through my nephews?
It can, anybody that you bring to the Lord, that is your spiritual child. There's a lot of people who do not have children. But you look at godly women that have raised other people's children because God placed them into that position.
Really neat.
And that is a gift. Normally we have kids and we can't get out of it. They're here. But you have more time, and sometimes mothers are so tired they don't have time to do all this talking. But the way you live, your faith will go on through everybody that has contact with you. And a babe in Christ can be 45. They can be. There is so many people that I have seen in my teaching in the last 20 years here that have been 65 and above that have come to make the statement in baptism that I am God's. He is my faith. And I didn't have anything to do with it. Only through the hearing of the word do you get to that faith. Because the Holy Spirit works here. The Holy Spirit opens your heart. The Holy Spirit teaches you. And the Holy Spirit brings you to faith. You pass your faith on to anybody God's in, comes into your presence. And it won't be your plan. How many times I have figured out how Jesus is going to work through me, and not a one of them ever worked. It is not us and who we are or where we were coming from. It is God working through us. And that is what we're doing right here. It's God's work. You just go along for the ride. And you are blessed beyond measure. But you've got to know this work. Because that's where the power is. And that's where the grace is. And that's where the Holy Spirit works through it. And God, the reason you are here is because the Holy Spirit called you here. It's no accident. We'll go on here in Acts 5. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, he lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived 930 years and then he died. We're keeping up with Seth. When Seth had lived 105 years, and you keep thinking, I have tried to teach somebody for 3 months. I have tried to teach somebody for 5 years. Honey, you haven't gone 105 years working on them. And when Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. And when he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years, and he had other sons and daughters, although Seth lived 912 years, and then he died. Everybody lives, and then they die. Have you noticed that?
Okay, two things. One, I know the promise was given, or God told them to be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they're being obedient.
Yes, they're being obedient. We're seeing, mm-hmm. Of course, we don't know how many children Eve had after that, or these other ladies. But what I'm thinking, if they're populating the earth, how many times were they pregnant? How many babies did they give birth to?
Y'all get, you get together and talk to her about the mark, and y'all figure that out, and we'll pick that up next time. Well, and sometimes they lived 800 years before they started having kids.
Right. That's right.
As far as we know. What we know is what God wanted us to know.
That's exactly right.
And what God wanted us to know is the faith that began with Adam and Eve is still here. You cannot kill God's word. It is alive and working. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he became, well, he was a young man at 70. Good grief. Anyway, you'll go on here until you get down to, and read all of that with all those words I can't pronounce, and then you will get down here to 18. When Jared had lived 160 years, he became the father of Enoch, and he became the father and the father of Enoch, and Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters, and although Jared lived 962, and then he died. Now this is your star. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. You need to know that the word Methuselah means he will die in the year of the flood. He is the oldest man that ever lived, as far as we know. And it does not mean that he was disobedient and died in the flood. It said he will die in that year. And so that tells you 900 years back here, God's going to bring a flood, and it's going to flood the whole place. So when Enoch, and they said, after he became the father of Methuselah, he, never written right here, star this. Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. And although Enoch lived 365 years, Enoch walked with God and he was no more because God took him. He is the only one that said, and he lived so long and had kids and kicked the bucket. Yes.
I understood one time that when it says
That's right.
Exactly.
He says God took him.
God took him away.
That's what God's word says. Him and one other, is it Elijah or Elisha? Elijah. Those are the only two men, as far as we know, that did not die. God took both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, that right there tells me that all Red Sage people live in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. We're already getting away, and this one man walked with God. Just one. Two.
That is the story of the 10 generations here. How, like you said, how many thousands and thousands of people, one of faith in every generation, carried the faith on. You may be that one. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. And after he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and other sons and daughters. And altogether, Methuselah lived 969 years and he died. Now notice what happens with Lamech. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he had a son. And he named him Noah. And he said, he will comfort us in the labor. You know, that was what the curse was. You will labor until you die when you sinned and God put them out of the garden. But Noah will be the comfort and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground the Lord cursed. Not only has Adam and Eve brought forth what God can do good, he also reminds them, you sin and you die. That's just the way it is. Until Jesus comes, and that's why it is so important that we realize the death and the resurrection of Jesus overcomes this curse, as he foretold to Eve when she had disobeyed him. So Noah was born, which born Lamech, lived 595 years, and other sons together, and all together Lamech lived 777 years, and then he died. And then we begin the story of Noah. And Noah is 500 years old, and he has three children. And he is going to be the only survivor person of faith from all of this stuff. But he could not have been obedient and had the mercy of God over him if it had not been for Seth and Seth's son and the sons after that. So if you don't remember any of this and you can't pronounce any of the words, remember God has appointed you to have the faith in God. And you have no earthly idea how God's working through you. And so then we're going to read these three. This is to prepare you for next year. When man began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. This is all my thinking. And the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with man forever. He is mortal. His days will be 120. This is cutting all of these long lifetimes down to 120. Later we'll be cut down to 70. I've been living 20 years in grace.
Yes.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any clarification as to who the sons of God were?
Yeah. Happen to have a record on that right here. Turn to Numbers 13 and 33. Everybody wants to know this and they don't realize it's been, God's already told us for it. So we're having, and when you hold this much Bible up here, this covers the flood, this covers Abraham, this covers going into Egypt. This covers going out of Egypt, and when they got to the borders to go after 40 years of wandering, then they sent out 40 spies to see how the land would be good enough for them to go into Canaan. Came back, two spies said, we can do it, but listen to this. Okay, 13 and 33. Okay, this is a report from the ones that was not saying God could do that. But the men who had gone up with him, with Caleb and the ones that said we can go in. We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are, and they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they have explored. And they said, the land we explored devours those that live in it, and all the people saw there were great size, and we saw the Nymphalos. And he said, and we seemed like grasshoppers in their eyes, and we looked the same to them. They were the lands of the giant. And they were now in Canaan, and all of their descendants had lost faith. And the reason given there is because they married evil women. Be careful who you associate with.
In my Bible, that's what I just had read and forgot.
Mm-hmm.
In my Bible, it said that possibly the daughters of men were the sinful women from the line of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sons of God were from the line of Seth.
Yeah, and they are mighty men, and they are big men, but they're big men in faith here. But that shows you a whole tribe of people lost their faith because of their association with others. We have got to stay close to God. We are easy to get off track. So, if you look at your little notes here, if you had that, you may not have that. Who was an Nymphalian? And then in Numbers, it's where God's word is the best commentary you're going to have. If you pick up some other man's commentary, I've heard people try to say, well, these people in here that were good, they were angels, and the angels married with a man. You just get people off on things that don't make a lick of sense because they don't know the word, but they are experts. Don't pay attention to them. Anyway, so here's where we are. And so then in 5 years, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness was on the earth had become, and ever inclination and thoughts in his heart were only evil all the time. And the Lord was grieved, and he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I'll wipe the whole bunch out, the face of the earth, all the cattle, all the people, everything, and move about around the ground, for I am grieved that I have made them. But, always look for your but Noah found eyes in the grace of the Lord, and he walked with God, and Noah had three sons.